Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? So I wanted to talk to you guys about something super interesting and important to your playing journey, and that is tracking your progress. I get this question all the time on where should I start, or how do I understand or, you know, gauge where I am in my playing? Am I an intermediate? Am I a beginner player? Am I an advanced player? But there's several ways that you can gauge your progress and track your progress. And I wanted to talk about a few of those today. One of them is understanding where you are in your practice. Understanding that you need to be able to see yourself practice. So if you can't see yourself or hear yourself, it's pretty hard to understand where you started and where you are right now. So if that makes any sense, I started playing, and I mentioned this before, I started playing practicing in a mirror. So that's number one. That's one way you can try to gauge your practice, and just you can see and actually analyze where you are on the fretboard, just looking in the mirror. That's one way, is to start with your practice routine, just to see where you are. See if you can make those jumps. See if you can navigate the fretboard without looking down at your bass. That's one way that you can do that. Another way that I actually absolutely recommend that you do is to record yourself. So in a mirror, it's almost like a way of recording because you can see yourself real time. But recording yourself, you can stop, literally analyze, sit down and really look at what you're doing. Like, hey, that technique doesn't look right there. You have more time to understand and to process what's going on as far as what you're looking at or what you're hearing. So a great way to do this, and I mentioned it before, is to grab some headphones and iRig. Plug it up to your phone, something like that. Some way you can record your bass, plug your bass up into your amp, and then use your phone. You can use the voice notes recorder on your phone. Everybody has a phone, right? I'm trying to see if I have, where's mine? If I showed you mine, it's just going to be crazy. I may do that during a live stream one day, but I wanted to actually, show you guys. Here we go, voice notes. I don't even know if you can see that. You just scroll up. Those are like all like recordings of bass. Jeez, I didn't realize I had that many. But yeah, those are all like recordings of basses, ideas that I had in my head. Sometimes I would jot down really quickly. And so that's super, super helpful to do. Record yourself either that way, or if you want to go a little bit more professional way, you can grab one of these, which is a Scarlett Focusrite. It doesn't have to be this brand at all. There are several brands that I've had that I love to use, and they're super affordable. If you have a laptop or an iPad, say for instance, I have an iPad Pro sitting next to me with a USB, and I can plug my, I can use my iPad with an interface. Super crazy, right? Let me know if you want to see a video on that. I thought that was pretty crazy. So I have an app on my iPad that's like a recording software. And does all of the, like, it does everything. It's super, super crazy. I didn't realize it was going to work that well. But anyway, so just different ways you can do that. Plugging this up into a MacBook, into a computer, into a, it doesn't matter what you use. I'll use Mac everything. You may be different than me. But yeah, so interfaces is just a way to transfer the information or your bass sound to your computer digitally. So you definitely want to invest in one of those. And one of the things that I thought when I was trying to search for an interface or, just equipment, because it gets up there in price, I thought about, is this going to help my playing? And you may be having that same exact question. It's like, okay, why am I buying this stuff? It's not super expensive. But you have to think about the long term. You have to think about the long term of it. A lot of the things that I used to, that I bought before a while ago, I still have and still use to this day, and actually helped me so much in my playing. When I first started uploading and posting to Instagram, I played and recorded on my phone, iPhone 4 or whatever it was, or iPhone 5 or at the time, I did it with my phone. After a while, I did it with an iRig, and it was still plugged into my phone, and I still recorded it. After a while, I was able to get, all of the things that I wanted, the interfaces, the Apollo, interface that's super expensive to me, the MacBooks, the Mac Minis, the iMacs, all that kind of stuff, all of the recording software, Logic Pro, all of that good stuff. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that, but that's several different ways. That's the second way. So practice, tracking your progress. And I've talked about this before, and this is more of a literal way to do it when you're physically looking at yourself and just saying, hey, how can I see where I am now versus where I started? So super important to record yourself in the beginning, maybe week to week, maybe every day, it doesn't matter, but just some type of consistent schedule to where you're recording yourself when you're practicing to see how you sound. Not only that, I love the fact that you would video record. You can take, if you don't want to use your phone, you can use something else. It doesn't matter. A lot of people have cameras. I have cameras all over the place. I have a camera right here. I have cameras all over the place. You can do it however you like. It doesn't matter. You have a webcam on your computer. I have another webcam right here. Literally, like, you have no excuse, and these things are pretty cheap. Sorry about that. But yeah, whatever way you can video and visually see and record yourself is super helpful too, because it's helpful to me when you guys record yourself and I see it and I'm able to give you some feedback. But it's also important that you're able to see that, just in case you can't get in touch with me. And you have to be your own personal motivator. Even though I try to be that for you guys, you also have to have that internally within yourself. And what better way than to have a way to track your progress. So those are two different ways that I would suggest you start in the beginning. Just super practical ways. I'm not saying you need to do this exercise, do that exercise, but I just wanted to talk to you guys just to, I think this is beneficial and should be, or would be beneficial to some people that are in this space right now. When you first start off and you're kind of just practicing and going in the deep end and just like, I don't know if I'm getting any better. Well, you don't have a reference. You don't have a reference of how you play. Either practice real time in a mirror, or grab some of these elements that you can do, or not even grab anything. Just use your phone to be able to record yourself. Audio, plug it into your amp. If you guys need amp, you know, recommendations and things like that, I'll get those to you as well. Super easy to obtain, to get, to acquire. Save up for it if you have to. But anyway, that's pretty much it, guys. I didn't want to ramble on for too long, but I'll put some of the links to this stuff in wherever around this video or around this, if you're listening to this, somewhere around here. But anyway, make sure your notes are coming out clean, clear, and precise when you're tracking your progress. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.